Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
I'm going to go over to Morgan number two first. You found an Instagram account that you thought was pretty cool?
Yeah, it has over like 7 million followers, and it's called Today Years Old. And the account literally is a bunch of memes of people confessing that they were today years old when they learned like something mind-blowing. Mm. So basically every post just kind of mind-blowing to you if you don't know a lot of random things.
So it's called Today Years Old?
Yes.
That's not this one. This one has 13.1 thousand.
Nope, it's literally Today Years Old, like no other things.
Today.
Oh, and they're so smart.
Years old. I don't have it on mine.
So they set it to private, so you have to follow them, but they have 7.5 million followers.
Yeah.
Today, that's the name of it. Today.
There's a lot of like fake accounts, but the legit one is just Today Years Old.
Old. Huh. Memes.
Did you find it?
Yeah, finally. I click follow. When are they going to hit me up? They get back in my DMs?
They have to approve you.
Oh, man, I wanted to read some of them. But, hey, yeah. You follow them, right, Morgan?
Yeah, so I have a few of them that, like, I didn't know.
All right, go ahead.
The L in Staples logo is actually a half-open staple.
Hmm. Don't know that I even care.
The what?
Yeah, like, they have, I've seen those, like, with, like, Amazon, with the way it's written out and that little arrow that goes from the A to the Z. Hmm. Like, there's a lot of those, you know, where, like, the company signs make sense.
I guess I need to be more invested in Staples to care that much. That's what I mean by I don't care. Like,
I got you.
What if I've gone to Staples? Hey, thank you, though. It's such a fun fact. All right, give me another one.
The houses in Bikini Bottom in SpongeBob SquarePants are actually mufflers that fell into the ocean due to pollution.
Oh. Now, this I can get on board with because I love SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
So the houses are mufflers? Because of the pollution that people were just throwing in the water. Okay.
Yep.
Never knew that. Give me one more.
The house at the beginning of Friends and the beginning of the movie Hocus Pocus are the exact same.
The house. Oh, the big one outside at the water fountain? The fountain?
Yep. At the very beginning of every show.
Hmm.
Interesting.
There you go. Well.
It's just a fun, it's an account that allows me to learn fun facts if I ever have to play random trivia.
Yeah. There you go. I thought my mind would be a little more blown, but my mind has been mildly shoved.
I always think like how, you know, since a lot of these movie, TV stuff, they're all sets, like how do we not see the same house over and over and over? They really have to build all these things.
No, not sets.
Oh.
Most of them aren't. Most of them are just big houses that are good for movies and TVs.
Oh, and then they never shoot it. Good point.
For example, Walking Dead. And Amy, what's a motorcycle show that you like?
Oh, Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah, they had a big thing where they used the same house, like literally the outside of the house and inside the house. They're just perfect houses for shooting. Okay. No, thanks for that. I try to follow them. We'll see if I get any good ones. Like I'm going to get different ones. We'll see how mine is, if I get any bites. I am setting up another fishing trip, but tell you guys that.
Mm-mm.
I hit the guy up and I was like, hey, trying to come out. And I asked for a day specifically and he was like, I can't do it that day. But I'll let you know. You go catch some striper.
Do you do catfish too?
I don't think you understand catfish.
Well, excuse me?
Catfish are bottom dwellers.
That's right.
You don't go in the middle of the lake on a boat really to do bottom dwelling.
But if you go in that middle of the lake and you throw some chicken livers at the bottom, you get yourself a big fat catfish.
Fair.
Right?
You could, sure.
But didn't Arkansas Keith say that stripers ain't good eating?
They're not. I told you that. We never ate them.
Both of y'all said that. Mm-hmm. So why would we want? I want to get something I can bring home to mom and be like,
oh, no,
that's
not. We throw them back. They're fun to catch because they're big.
Okay.
Take a picture with them.
Okay.
Throw them back in.
Yeah, the picture's pretty legit, though.
You can eat catfish, though.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, we would catch catfish off the docks, obviously. We'd trot line a lot.
Yeah.
We'd set out trot lines and go back and check them.
I find people put like noodles, you know, like swimming pool noodles, and they attach
the trot line to it. Yeah.
The trot line to it, and then they take off and they come back later in the night. And I was in my kayak and I ran into a bunch of them, and there were two of them on the line. I was like, ooh, should I take these? But I didn't.
You shouldn't. You ever seen an episode of Seinfeld where he takes a lobster from the people's traps?
No.
Kramer does.
That's
he
funny.
Finds a trap. He's like, I found the lobster. Chris Evans almost passed on Captain America because of anxiety. Speaking to the Hollywood Reporter, Chris Evans said he didn't want the role of Captain America because of his anxiety and the panic attacks. I'm going through now because we start shooting my show, Breaking Bobby Bones, in July. And we're going through now. I'm not going to tell you what the scenarios are. But I went through four scenarios yesterday, and then I couldn't sleep last night because I was like, oh my God, now that I've selected them, I have to go do them.
Scary yeah. stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's like 16 episodes. We didn't do a pilot. Most shows get a pilot, and then they go, should we take it from here? They'll invest in a pilot. They went straight to series. We've never even done a show. Yeah. It was just an idea. I was like, here's the idea. And then we developed it, and then, but now I have to actually go do it. I like coming up with it. I like watching it after it's done.
Are they all in the States? Everything's here in America?
Yeah. Which is funny because when we were first developing the show, I was like, I have the radio show. It's the most important thing to me. I can't be in every other country for 16 episodes. I could occasionally, during a vacation, fly over and do a couple episodes maybe in Europe if I have to, because you can get over there in 6-7 hours. But I can't do a bunch all over the world. And they were like, ooh, it's tough because we're National Geographic, because they show that channel shown in tons of countries.
Yeah.
And then when Corona hit, they were like, this is perfect. As soon as we can go, we're going, because we're all planning to shoot domestic the whole time. Because imagine traveling overseas now. Mm. You got to quarantine yourself. They're not letting you through. So pretty excited about getting going, but I have a little anxiety about what I'm about to get myself into. Different anxiety, obviously, but a little anxiety there. I was talking to Jana Kramer. So Chris Evans does Captain America, but Chris, who's the other one, Mike, that does Saving Jacob or whatever? Defending Jacob? Same one. Oh, it's the same guy? Anybody watch Defending Jacob?
What is that?
It's on Apple TV where his son's up for murder and he's defending him. His name's Jacob, apparently. I don't know anything else.
So you haven't seen it?
Like, no, but she was talking about how good of a show it is. That's what I know. Listen, there's a defender, right?
Basically, it's a guy trying to save a guy named Jacob.
8.3 out of 10 on IMDb. Defending Jacob. I haven't seen it, but right now I'm watching Dave on FX, which is Lil Dicky.
Excuse me?
Lil Dicky, the rapper.
Oh.
He's like a Jewish guy.
Okay. Oh, yes, I do know Lil Dicky.
Lil Dicky's actually the guy.
Got kind of a little curly hair. Yeah. Yes.
And so I'm watching Dave, and it's funny. I don't know that it's for everybody. But it's funny. It's a 91 audience and a 71 from critics, which is about right.
Man, Ray was telling me one about something he was watching with Bay the other day that actually sounded really good about some Boy Scout dad.
What's that, Raymundo?
I'm pulling it up right now.
You don't know?
It's on Netflix. It came out a couple of years ago, but it just surfaced, and it's one of the top ones.
What do you mean it just surfaced?
I don't know. For whatever reason, it's been out for years, and now all of a sudden, all these people are just watching it on Netflix.
Yeah, like the David Koresh
one. The Clove Hitch Killer?
That's it.
It's a movie?
Yeah, it's about a dad living the perfect life. He's head of a troop, and then all of a sudden, you find out it's not perfect.
Isn't that the case? The Clove Hitch Killer on Rotten Tomatoes has got a score of 69%.
Oh.
Audience score. The tomato meter 78. But it's pretty good, Ray?
Yeah, it's good. It's quick, too. Hour and a half, and it gets you right away. You're already in.
I'm in season 3 of Curb Your Enthusiasm right now. Out of 10. I think they're
10.
How many seasons are there, Mike and Curb? Ooh, I think you got 10. Yeah. But they're easy. They're 30 minutes. They're
still
funny.
With Crazy Eye Killer? The rapper, his buddy? And Wanda Sykes is her husband?
I don't know Crazy Eye
Killer. Oh, yeah. Oh, you haven't seen Crazy Eye Killer yet? Oh, dude, it gets funny.
I'm not. It is funny.
Oh, it's really funny.
We watched the whole thing, and the whole time, Caitlin's like, that's you. You're basically just a younger Larry David. watching that. Amy, you watch anything?
I just finished Dead to Me.
Oh, yeah, I'm on season 2.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
So I thought when I was watching the season, I powered through kind of thinking it was just okay, but the episodes are short, so that's good. But then the ending was so good that now I can't wait for season 3.
Lunchbox, you watch anything?
Yeah, Broad City. I guess it was on Comedy Central. I found it on Hulu because I finished some show and it just started playing afterwards. About two girls, young girls that live in New York City, and they are hysterical. I mean, great show. Laugh out loud, 30-minute episodes. So funny.
Scripted?
Yeah. They came from a comedy troupe in New York, and Amy Poehler, I guess, is a executive producer, I think. It's really good.
And it's on?
It's on Hulu, but it's a Comedy Central show, but I found it on Hulu.
Anybody? Mike, you watch anything?
I'm watching Dave.
Dave? Mm-hmm. Yeah. A 13-year-old student graduates from Fullerton College, earns 4 associate degrees. This kid's my hero. Jack Rico, the youngest student to ever graduate from Fullerton College, earned 4 associate's degrees in 2 years. Only 13 will be continuing his education at the University of Nevada on full scholarship. Dang. Quote, I'm 13, so I don't want to rush everything. I'm still trying to figure it out, but I want to focus on learning. That's what I love to do. That's awesome, man. Dang. All right.
Can't even get my kids to do their homework. It's like, where do kids like that come from? It's amazing.
I love it. Looking at my list here of things that I either want to do now or talk about tomorrow. I guess we could do this now because we're talking about fishing. You didn't bring this up.
I'm surprised
you didn't bring this up.
You
found there's a skeleton.
Oh, dude. So I have the perfect fishing spot ever since we moved here. What, I don't know, 7 years ago, yeah. About 4 years ago, I found a creek. And dude, it's loaded with bass fish. And I take the kayaks out there, the kids, it's an automatic fun day because we catch so much fish. Well, I went yesterday and I saw something in the water that it freaked me out.
What?
And I've been on these waters, Bones, for years.
On these waters, like a sea captain.
I look down and there's a skeleton. There's a corpse of something.
Not a real human.
I'm talking like, dude, it's a skeleton of something. It's either a large animal or a human.
Probably a large animal.
I'm not a forensic CSI guy, so I don't know.
Didn't need to say that. We knew that.
But I saw it, and I was like, that does not look normal. And this is also a place, too, that people dump stuff.
Then why don't you go take pictures of it? Bring it back in.
No, I'm not. Oh, you want me to go back out and just see in the water?
Yeah.
Okay. It's got to be a clear day. It can't be. It's been raining a couple days.
Do you think about calling the cops?
I did. I thought about it, but then I was like, one, it's always fishy to be the person that calls the cops on something.
No, it's not. Stop thinking that. Because it's not always fishy because this isn't always happening.
I see it in movies.
Stop it.
And then, I don't know. I don't want to be the guy that says, hey, there's a corpse in the creek. And then they come and be like, yeah, dude, that's a dog.
But that's okay. I'd rather you act.
Oh, man.
And it not be something than not act and it be something.
Okay, let me ask you this. What would you like for me to do first? Take a picture and bring it to you?
Yeah. I want to
call the cops.
Oh.
This thing has been in there forever because it's just bones at this point.
Take a picture.
Okay.
Bring it to me.
Okay. Right. I took my kids back to go see it and they were like, whoa.
You took your kids to see what's possibly a corpse?
Yep.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I mean.
If you really think it's a corpse, what's wrong with you?
I didn't want to be the only one that saw it with my own eyes.
We're going to get into the show. Amy, anything you want to say before we get into today's show?
No, I mean, I'm curious what Eddie found.
Yeah,
now I'm just
I'll bring
thinking,
it in.
Like, might need to call the cops.
But no, picture first.
Take a picture first so you can see it. All right.
Just text it to me.
Okay. Right. It's weird, dude.
All right. We're getting on with today's show. Appreciate you guys. You'll like today's. I like today's. I think you'll like today's. Enjoy.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go.
Hey guys, welcome to the Big Thursday Show. Morning studio.
Morning.
Got a couple things we're going to do today I'm excited about. One, I will give away a scholarship on air. I have three finalists for my Don't Be Skipping School scholarship I give to my hometown. And all three of the finalists are going to be on the air today. And at some point, I will give one of them a scholarship. Cannot wait. That'll be in a couple hours. So hopefully you stick around for that. You know what? I'm going to bring this up. I was getting roasted pretty hardcore online. And my Sonic order, because I posted a picture of Caitlin, my girlfriend, and I at Sonic, and, you know, she orders an Oreo blast with extra Oreo.
Nice.
I order a small vanilla ice cream cone.
Oh, yeah.
And you would think that I committed a crime by all the comments under that Instagram about how boring my Sonic order was. Here's the thing. Sonic's ice cream machine always works, which is great. Two, I like soft serve. It's the best soft serve in a fast food place. And to 3BC, whatever, it's small. Mm. When I'm not trying to eat a lot of sugar, it's perfect. So all you haters out there hating on my Sonic order, you can stick it where the sun don't shine.
But you know Sonic has 1.3 million different drink combinations?
Yeah. But I didn't get one of those. I got a small vanilla cone.
Right. Like you can get anywhere else.
Sometimes, though, I'll go and I'll say, hey, I'm going to get a boop push button. They'll be like, yeah, what can I get you, Sonic? I'm like, I'm going to get a small vanilla cone. They'll be like, what else? No, that's it. let me read this back to you. You want a small vanilla cone? I'm like, yep, that's it. They'll be like, that'd be 79 cents. Yeah. That's my prerogative. And then I tip the crap out of them if they're nice.
Oh, good.
If they're not nice about it, they may kind of poke at me. I tip them really good.
Were they nice this time?
Yeah, they were great.
Okay, good.
Got a Sonic cone and a drink and gave the girl $20. I was like, have at it.
Mm.
Love being respected for my ice cream. you know what I should read is this ice cream thing. They have this whole story about how to perfectly eat ice cream to get the full ice cream experience, where apparently some scientists said if you want to eat ice cream in the best way possible, these are the 6 steps for you to have the best ice cream. Step number 1 is to take it out of the freezer for 15 minutes and let it sit.
Wow.
Because what happens is the molecules don't release while it's frozen for the full taste. Number 2 is don't take too big of a bite. Take little bites. Number 3, and this is the important one that I never do, is to take that spoon of ice cream, and you know how you stick it in your mouth straight?
Yeah.
You put it upside down because we're licking the bottom of the spoon. Boom. Why have I never thought about that?
Yeah, good point.
Put it upside down on your tongue. Number 4, roll the ice cream around in your mouth. Number 5, breathe through your mouth while the ice cream is in there. And then finally, don't swallow too soon.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Let it sit in your mouth for a little bit.
That, and they said that the unfreezing, the putting on your tongue, is the way to eat perfect ice cream.
Wow.
We have to try that today with this little soft serve from Sonic.
Well, get something, get like the Oreo blast.
Don't want to do that.
Okay, all right.
I want the simple cone.
It's your life.
Because I'm a simple kind of man. I was at Home Depot and I saw that Miranda Lambert has her own rose line in the garden section.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that either. I had no idea she sold roses. Even with all the country music that we consume and stories, I had no idea she sold roses. Amy, did you know that?
No idea, not a clue.
So I put together this mini game. Can you guess which country artist owns the business? Okay. Amy, Dollywood. Who owns that?
Dolly Parton.
Nice. If you'd have missed that one, that'd have been trouble.
Yeah.
Eddie, Kalia. Amy, how do you say this one?
Kalia.
What is that?
Kalia.
It's a clothing line sold at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Oh, yeah. That's Carrie Underwood.
Nice. Yeah. Lunchbox, who has Highway to Home? Highway to Home.
Highway to Home.
It's like spelling, but you can ask for, would you tell me
what it is?
What is that?
You know this, Lunch.
Oh, do you know it, Eddie?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, wow. Everybody knows this. I didn't know.
Highway to Home. Air Church.
That's right. Furniture Line from Air Church. Yeah. Amy, how about E3 Chop House?
Oh, that's Luke Bryan and Jason Aldean.
Yeah, she got them both.
Wow, double.
Yeah, nice. What country artist owns Eddie Old Camp Whiskey?
Old Camp Whiskey. Ooh. Is this Dierks Bentley?
I'm sorry. He has Whiskey Row Bar.
Dang it.
But not Old Camp Whiskey. That's Florida Georgia Line.
Okay.
Lunchbox, who has a kitchenware and home good items sold at Cracker Barrel called O'Gussie?
O'Gussie. Well, I know there's one person that has maybe there's two people that have a cooking show. One of them would be Trisha Yearwood. The other one's Kimberly from Little Big Town. Let's go with Miss Trisha Yearwood.
It's Kimberly Schlattman from Little Big Town. That's also her Instagram name, I think.
Yes,
is Gussie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Gussie.
Amy, how about Blue Chair Bay Rum?
Oh, that's Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, good.
Nice.
Eddie, how about True Mav Fitness?
True Mav Fitness. This is apparel, or is it a gym?
It's a gym.
True Mav, not title. Okay.
Who has True Mav Fitness?
I mean, someone that likes to work out. It's got to be Sam Hunt.
It's Tim McGraw.
Dang it. He loves to work out, of course. I even said it, too.
We have one more here. Who owns Title Boxing Nashville? 3 gyms in Nashville, Title Boxing.
Bobby Bones.
That's great. Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Or the Raging Idiots. I'm one of the Raging Idiots here. Namaste. Turn it up, Ray. Namaste. Namaste. Girl, I'm trying to be responsible, but you're making it impossible. In the spandex pants looking all flexible and you're down with all. Namaste. There you go. Still a jam.
Come on.
The Raging Idiots, Namaste. Still a jam.
It's available where you download music.
Who downloads anymore? Where you stream music.
Where you stream whatever.
Eddie's like, get your cassette out of Fry's.
Yes. Or a record.
Or Mike D, who writes a bunch of the games for the show, is here. And so you're worried about getting a haircut?
Yeah, I haven't got a haircut in 3 months.
It looks pretty good, though.
Pretty long.
Kind of like Skater Mike.
Yeah.
So what are you worried about?
Well, they sent me an email saying they're taking, like, to book an appointment now. And there's all these weird guidelines. I just felt weird having, like, to wear a mask because at some point you're probably going to have to take it off when they're cutting your hair, right?
Yes.
So I just didn't feel like it was time yet to go back. And when do you think it would be a good time to go back to get a haircut?
Well, I think we all have to kind of understand our own comfortability now with the process. And I think it's okay if you take your mask off for a few minutes, honestly. You know, they're going to be wearing masks.
Yeah.
Raymundo, who is our audio producer, just got a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And you loved it.
Yeah, it was great. They do wear the mask, so there's no talking because it's very difficult to understand what they're saying. So if you like silence when you're getting your haircut, it's perfect. And there's nobody in the waiting room. It's just you and the beautician, and it's perfectly clean. I mean, there's even sparkles on all the stuff because it's so spotlessly clean.
Wow.
Yeah. You do have to take off your mask at one point, and you kind of hold it. It's up to you. I mean, whatever the beautician says. But yeah, it's a little bit weird around the ears, but other than that, you don't even realize it.
So you'd recommend him getting a haircut?
Yes, and now they don't like you to pay with cash and stuff like that. You might be able to do Venmo while you're just sitting there in the chair, so when it's over, you just get up and leave.
What do you think about that?
That makes it feel a little bit better, yeah.
I think I'll get a haircut. You know, as long as you're not as long as you're not touching a bunch of stuff and touching your face, and people aren't coughing, you're sucking in their air molecules, you're okay. You're going to be fine.
All right.
Go get a haircut.
Okay, I'll go.
He still looks worried.
Do you have a specialty mask?
No, not yet.
You don't have a punk rock mask?
I ordered one. It hasn't come in yet.
And what does it say? Like, Parents Basement Forever or something?
It's a logo, one of my favorite bands.
It is?
Yeah.
So your bands are your band?
Yeah, they started selling them.
Yeah. Anybody have a cool mask?
Scuba Steve gave me one. It was a Lady Gaga, I guess maybe from one of her tours. And it's got like a big lips and it says, Kiss Me on it. I've only worn it once because I'm a little embarrassed of it.
But. Wait, you're a dude.
They didn't make this for Corona, though.
I don't know where Steve got it from, but he said, hey, I got an extra mask. I'll take it. So cool.
Caitlin's flying today. And so way before Corona hit hardcore, I ordered some really strong filtered masks. And so she's nervous, but I'm like, listen, if they're wearing a mask and you're wearing a mask, you're good.
Yeah.
Because, again, each of them cut back a bit. Right? If one person wears a mask and they're coughing, some's going to get out. But if one person wears a mask and another person wears a mask, it's going to be hard for it to beat both masks. Mm-hmm. It's like a level in a video game.
Yeah.
Okay, go get a haircut.
All right.
How much your haircuts cost?
Like $40.
Dang, how much am I paying you?
That's a lot of money.
Eddie, how much do your cost?
Well, mine are probably like... You're saying it because I don't have a lot of hair.
Well, I just wonder if you get a cheaper rate.
It's like $15-$17. Yeah.
Raymundo, what'd yours cost?
35, but they've been out of business for about 3 months, so definitely give them that 20%, if not more.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to say haggle with them. All right.
They're vulnerable, so haggle. Bobby
Bone Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Old Dominion will be dropping 3 new songs tomorrow. They shared a clip of one of them called I'm On It.
I know you're rolling down a runway out of L.A., it's taking off to wherever you're going next. Doesn't matter that I'm nowhere near that jet. Baby, I'm on it.
Little Big Town picked their next single, Wine, Beer, Whiskey, from their album Nightfall. Here's a clip.
I'm not saying it's a problem, I can stop it if I want to, but the wine.
And Tay are giving fans a closer look at their life as a duo with a documentary. It's called Maddie and Tay Reframed. The first of 8 episodes just dropped and shows some never-before-seen footage. I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Bolivia. 3 boys were on a walk, and they're walking along, and they see a black widow spider, and they're like, oh, we've seen Spider-Man. If we let this bite us... we'll become Spider-Man. So all 3 boys let the Black Widow spider bite them.
And you know, you hate to put kids in the bonehead, but if you add up all their ages, how old were they again? Lunchbox, does it say?
Yeah, 8, 10, and 12.
Okay, so they're in their 30s.
It's a little young, but yeah, all three combined, you would think one of them would go, Timmy, I don't think that's what we should do. But what happened with them at the end?
Oh, they went to the hospital, but they're okay.
All right. And did they check? None of them are showing signs of being Spider-Man, right?
None of them can shoot webs out of their fingers.
All right.
Their palms aren't sticky.
Just making sure. All right. Thank you, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Joseph Lindemann is a fire chief, and he's driving through the neighborhood when this lady walks out on the street, and she's waving her arms. Hey, there's a baby drowning. There's a baby drowning. He jumps out of his car, runs in the backyard, grabs the 18-month-old, and gives the 18-month-old CPR until it comes back to life.
Dang, can you imagine if someone comes running at you yelling, there's a baby drowning?
Mm.
That's crazy.
Gary.
And save the baby. Man, that's awesome.
That's a grace under fire. And that's awesome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Time for Elder versus Millennial. It's our video producer, Eddie, who is...
41.
Versus Morgan, who is our head of digital, who is...
26 years old.
That's right. And they answer questions about each other's generation. Eddie, you're up first. You have to answer questions about 26-year-old Morgan's generation.
Yeah, and my son listened last week, and he said, you're pathetic at this game.
Nice.
So I need to be better.
All right, here we go. Eddie, question number one.
Come on.
Chad Michael Murray is best known for playing Lucas Scott on what CW drama series? As a hint, here's the theme song. Chad Michael Murray is best known for playing Lucas Scott. This was the theme song. Can you name that show?
Thank you for the hint. And I will guess One Tree Hill.
That's correct.
Yeah!
How'd you get that?
Gavin DeGraw. I mean, somewhere in my life, I knew that that song played on One Tree Hill, but I didn't know that.
Wow. Hey, Eddie, what's the dance move called in which a person drops their head into the bent crook of a slanted, upwardly angled arm?
Like this?
No.
What are you laughing at, Morgan?
What's the name? Can I do it? Or no? Can I do it? What's the name of the dance move in which a person drops their head into the bent crook of a...
Oh, nice. That's huge. That's the... is it dap or dab? No, dab is hands. It's the dap.
That's incorrect.
No. Hey,
Morgan, yeah, you can see me, right, Morgan?
Yeah, it's the dab.
It's the dab. There it is.
Dab with a B?
Mm-hmm. This is dabs.
So I had him swapped out.
Yeah, okay. You did. What is the rap name that the Cash Me Outside girl goes by? By the way, here's a clip.
Catch me outside, how about that?
Catch you outside? What does that mean?
What I just said.
Catch her outside means she'll go outside and do what she has to do.
All right, what's the rap name that she goes by?
Outside girl.
Outside girl.
Or outside gal. Yeah, right?
How about outside guy?
Outside guy.
That's incorrect.
Okay.
Morgan, do you know her rap name?
No, and I know as soon as you're going to say it, I will know it, but Bad Money? I don't think I know it, but I'm going to go with Bad Money.
It's Bad Barbie.
Wow.
B-H-A-D Bobby. Bad Bobby.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Dang. That makes us right now 1-1 as we go over to Morgan number 2. Morgan, these questions are all about the 70s and 80s, you know, when Eddie was living his life the best.
Yeah, that I was not alive for.
How many top friends were you allowed to have on MySpace?
Oh, that's 8.
Wow, how did you know that?
You know, I had MySpace for a couple months before it became uncool.
Months. Hey, Morgan, if your Nintendo game cartridge wasn't working, what was said to be a quick fix trick? You stuck it in, it didn't work, couldn't connect up. You take it out, and then what do you do to be a quick fix trick?
I feel like this is, like, too simple that I think it's wrong, but you blow on it.
That's correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Too simple, but it worked.
By the way, the myth was debunked, but we all did it.
Uh-huh. Everyone.
Finally, Morgan, what were the names of the three Hanson brothers? And as you think about that, here is a clip of Mbop.
I know the song. I don't think I know any names of theirs.
Want to take a shot?
Yes. John.
Incorrect. We've already moved on. Nope. She's going with the apostles. I want to go Matthew. Mark. Eddie, do you know?
Gosh, man. I was trying to go through them in my head, and I think there's Zach.
That's correct.
And there is Taylor.
That's correct.
Zach Hansen, Taylor Hansen, and this is the little one. I think the little one that I don't know, right?
No, Zach's the little one.
Oh, Zach's the little one? Oh, Taylor, Zach. Okay, so then I don't know the old one. No, that's Zach. I don't know the middle
Zach's
one.
The middle one. No. Taylor's the middle one.
So I'm only missing the old one?
Mm-hmm.
I have to know him. He's Zach Hansen, Taylor Hansen, and that's Will Hansen.
Herb Hansen.
No, that's not right.
He's their uncle. No, it's Isaac Hansen.
Isaac!
There you go. Ugh. Hey, Morgan, you won. Nice job.
Woo-hoo!
She's up 3-1 now. Big winner today. Winner chicken dinner. Morgan, what would you like to say to all your fans out there?
I would just like to say that I just beat Eddie without any hints. I nailed that today, and I'm very proud of myself. So thank you for believing in me.
I did, for sure. All right, thank you. This guy has a 10-inch chopstick stuck in his belly after he inserted it in his butt out of curiosity, just to see.
Gosh.
A doctor gave him an x-ray. They spotted a metal object in his abdominal. They removed a metal chopstick from his colon. The elderly resident confessed to medics he was using the stick to check his hemorrhoids.
Oh.
Oh.
And then he was like, I was just kind of curious. And and here's the thing. I'm known as a naturally inquisitive guy. I've never been that curious. Not about that. Never.
Oh.
But he's all right. He's all right. That's good to know. In the next segment. Oh, go ahead, Amy.
Well, Bobby, you have had hemorrhoids, so...
Why do we got to bring this up? Do we have to go here right now?
No, I guess I'm just having a hard time understanding how the chopsticks help you check for them or check on them.
Hey, Mike, I don't want to see this picture. Mike's showing me the picture of the guy. Right now, I'm good. No, I'm good. I don't know, Amy. I had one. I guess I still do. It'll veer out occasionally. I got it from running, like training, and it hurts sometimes, but I've never
used a chopstick.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
You guys send us a lot of emails. We appreciate that. A lot of times you ask for advice. Let's open up the mailbag.
Bobby's mailbag.
Hey, Bobby Bones. Love you. Love the show. My 16-year-old son told me he doesn't want to go back to school next year because he wants to focus on his YouTube channel. He's a smart kid. He's been an A and B student all throughout high school. He started making YouTube videos because he wanted to grow up to be like some of his favorite YouTube stars who get millions of views and earn millions of dollars. He currently has 64 subscribers and has dreamed of becoming a YouTuber since he was about 12. He said he needed to invest more of his time if he really wanted to make it as a YouTuber. I want to be supportive, but I'm worried he will lose interest as he finds it's very hard to make money this way. How do I convince him to go back to school without crushing his dream? It's from Allison. Thank you for the email, Allison. I'll go first, where I feel like the YouTuber now is the radio podcaster of me, my day. And when I said, hey, I just want to do radio and TV, that doesn't happen to normal people like mm-hmm. me. Where I grew up, nobody goes and does radio TV. So there's nobody around you telling you, yeah, you should do it. But I said, you know, I want to do it. But what I also did was, said, well, I'm going to go and get an education at the same time. I'm going to do it parallel with my education. And I have no doubt that plan A is going to work because I'm never going to go to plan B. It's always back to plan A. But I had an education as well. I was learning just in case. There was never a just in case, but just in case.
Mm-hmm.
What I would say is support his dream, because if you're not supporting a dreamer, then who in the world is going to be dreaming these big things that get done? I mean, somebody told me, no, you'll never be able to do it close to me. I don't know how to react to that. However, I think you have to make a deal with him. Like, yeah, chase this. It's going to be tough. If you really want to do it, you got to commit. But you have to chase this. You have to commit to other things too. Like, I will help you do this if you achieve this grade, these grades, this school. There's got to be a balance for him because most people don't make it. But some do. I would tell him that. I'd tell your son that. Some do. And you do have to invest pretty much all of your time into it except the time you're learning and going to school. So what I would suggest to you is let him know that you believe in him, that if that's what he wants to do, you will support him,
But in order for that belief and support to come through, he's going to also have to meet the requirements that you have to live in that house. And that's go to school and finish school. That's what I say. Make a deal with them. I'm very much on compromise, more so than one way or the other. But I had the dreams like this kid. I'm not even going to hate on this kid. It is funny when he has 64 followers, but he wants to make me. Yeah, that's funny. But there was a time when I was working in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and nobody was listening to me on the radio. And I was broke. And a lot of people were like, ah, you talk like a hillbilly, or you talk too fast. You don't have a good radio voice. But I hung in there, and I think he can too. And who knows, he may just get bored eventually and be like, this is too hard. And when he does, thank God he's been going to school.
Yeah.
Amy, what do you think?
Oh, yeah, no, I think that's perfect advice. That's exactly what I would say as a mom to my kids, so you nailed it.
Encourage him to pursue this, by the way. It doesn't have to be just a deal. Be like, I love your passion. To have a kid have a passion about something, regardless of what it is awesome. A direction to go. Because if they're going a direction, a lot of these distractions aren't going to exist for them. They could get them in trouble. So I love that. Eddie, you got four kids.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think the key for sure is believing in him, but making him understand. I do believe that he will appreciate it more if it succeeds with him working hard at school and the YouTube channel. Like doing both, I think if he does succeed at the YouTube channel, he'll really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And understand how much work it took to make it. So yeah, I what you're saying, perfect.
Allison, I don't think that was what you wanted to hear probably. I think you wanted us to go, tell him finish school, then he can do YouTube.
Yeah,
no. Push him. Say, I got you. We're going to do this together. But also, you have to go to school. Deal? Deal. All right, there you go. Thanks for emailing. That's the mailbag.
And that was Bobby's mailbag.
You can always reach out to us. Hey, Morgan, number two, if people want to reach out to us through email and be featured in the mailbag, where do they email us?
Mailbag@BobbyBones.com.
All right, there you go. All right, we got a call here. What's up?
Hey, Bobby. Morning, studio. I was just wondering why we haven't heard any Spanish word of the day. I really enjoy y'all's show. I've been listening for a couple of years. All right. Y'all have a great rest of the week.
Okay. Well, this started because Eddie was homeschooling his kids, and Eddie's Mexican. And so you were teaching them your Spanish word of the day.
Right. And, you know, we don't have school anymore. We're in summer break officially now, so we haven't had Spanish word of the day.
Can we bring it back for a one-time shot?
Bones, it's my life. I'm locked and loaded with Spanish words every day.
Here we go.
All right, class. The Spanish word of the day today is casa. Now, that means house, Bones. Repeat it after me. Casa.
I know what casa means.
Well, let me hear you say it.
Casa.
Okay, now let me use that in a sentence. She's a brick. Casa.
That's a funny one.
What do you got?
Two of a kind. Oh! Working on a full casa.
Yes. That's so good.
Okay, there you go. Thank you very much. That's Eddie's Spanish word of the day. Whoa!
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So, Bobby, what's the first thing you plan to spend some money on after you can be out and about in the real world again?
A vacation, going to Branson in July. I mean, that's the plan right now. It's the real, because I haven't spent much money. I've just been working. But why? What are people saying?
Well, that's up there in the top five. People want to go shopping. They want to book a vacation. They want to maybe get their hair done or a manicure. They want to see family and go out to eat at a restaurant. Those are top five.
Yeah, going out to eat at a restaurant, I haven't done that in a while. I tell you, I have saved a bunch of money because I would go out to eat.
Mm-hmm.
What a waste of money. Like, the money I've saved from not going to restaurants, I've been ordering out a decent amount, but it doesn't make up for the amount I've spent normally. What, Amy?
Well, the study looked into that, and the average person has saved about $333 because of reduced expenses.
Wow. Eddie, same with you?
I believe it, for sure, man. We've saved so much money. It's expensive to take a whole family out to dinner. Yeah.
We need more Coronas. Save a bunch of money. I'm kidding. What else, Amy?
Well, speaking of eating out, KFC is testing out a new chicken sandwich that's supposed to be just like the Popeyes one, and it will rival it. KFC admitted that they're trying to 100% rip off Popeyes.
Hmm.
They're going to make it better.
Wow. You talk about something I've forgotten all about.
Yeah.
Was the Popeyes chicken sandwich.
It was a big deal for a little bit.
It was the biggest deal.
Yes.
It was the Beatles of chicken sandwiches.
That was back when you could wait in line like 2 inches from somebody.
Yeah, and I would do that. I would just get on somebody's back and wait in line. Those are the good old days. All right, give me one more story, Amy.
this story is probably how you've been feeling a little bit. Howie Mandel says the world now understands the nightmare he lives with every day because he's a notorious germaphobe. And he said this has been a peek inside his head of what it's like for him every single day.
Yeah, like I was preaching don't shake each other's hands for 10 years and we'll be judged. But you know what? Who's judging now? That's right. Yeah, listen, it's not going to go back all the way to normal, but we'll get to a normal place. Some people will still shake hands, but people won't judge you when you don't want to shake hands. I have found that people are like, hey, and they've extended their hand still a bit. I give them with the dap. They're like, oh, yeah, I forgot. So, but you have to think about all the germs you're touching all the time. You're just passing them over to somebody else until you wash them. But yeah. Howie Mandel's a little more than me, though, to be honest with you. Okay, is that it, Amy?
Yep, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So I want to shout out to Julio Segura because he's a dad that drove more than 1,100 miles from El Paso, Texas to Austin, Texas, simply to have lunch with his daughter for her birthday. But get this. This is the coolest part. He said, I'm ordering you Chick-fil-A. And I'll have it delivered from Uber Eats. But then he showed up as her Uber Eats driver.
Dang, that's pretty good.
Got her.
Dang, that's a good one.
Wow.
Yeah, he just down and back to have lunch with his daughter. I mean, that's like over 1,000 miles to surprise someone. Pretty
cool. That's awesome. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging out. I'm on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Amy, over to you with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What do you call a pasta that is sick?
What do you call a pasta that is sick?
Mac and sneeze.
All right. Thank you.
That was the Morning Corny.
I saw the story about Tom Brady yesterday. He is parting ways with his tricked out Cadillac Escalade. It is so luxurious. The inside looks like one of those private jets the Kardashians fly on. It's a super modified 2017 Cadillac Escalade ESV edition. Obviously, it was customized. It's for $300,000. Holy crap. I'm telling you, I've never seen that. It's got three seats in the back. It's like long, like a stretch limo, but it's an Escalade. Did you see this online yesterday?
I'm Googling now.
Tom says he needed a room for his custom VIP reclining seats because also his friends are football players and they're big. There are private jet-like folding tables. There's a 32-inch HD LCD screen. There's also a 12-inch screen in the back. It was just so he could get places comfortably and focus on football the whole time. He don't have to worry about riding in a truck like us. He don't worry about being bothered by the bumps on the road. That is insane. Hey, I don't hate him for it, though. If I probably had all that... Dang, that is awesome. We'll put it up on our website if you want to see it, bobbybones.com. Amy, what's Misfits Market?
Well, it's this delivery thing where you can get groceries that are kind of deemed ugly and can't be sold at the grocery store, and they're put into a box and mailed to you at like half the price.
I never heard of it. But I guess if it doesn't matter what it looks like, you're going to chop it up and cook it anyway, right?
Yeah, and I kind of feel bad for the ugly fruit or the ugly vegetable, and I'm going to give it a home and eat it because, yeah, it eat tastes it. Perfectly fine.
I'm going to give it a home in my belly. By the way, not a commercial. I had never heard of Misfits Market, but I think a lot of our listeners, I would buy ugly fruit if it tastes the same.
So it's just that it doesn't look nice enough to put on the shelf. That's it?
Exactly.
Wow.
And what's the website?
Misfitsmarket.com. And I just placed my first order and I get it later today. I get my first order. So I'll post.
You order day of and it comes to you the same day?
No. I ordered it yesterday. It arrives today.
Okay. Also, a lot of our listeners, because we talk about Legacy Box, they love Legacy Box too, things that you can order, is that they send you this box and you put in like hard pictures, not digital pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, we had a camera and there was film.
You had to get it developed.
And you had to take it to the store.
And it sucked.
And then 3 days later, you'd wonder what the pictures look like.
And half of your roll was so bad, you couldn't even see the picture.
So what Legacy Box does is they send you a box and you put a bunch of that in it. Pictures, even old movies that are on VCR
VHS.
Tapes. What is it called? VHS or VCR tapes?
VHS.
Okay. Yeah. But you know what I mean, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And they make it all digital so you don't lose it. But that's another thing that we talk about.
that you can check out. It's legacybox.com, and you can actually you can save money still, right, Mike? You can save 40% right now if you put legacybox.com/bones. Again, not a commercial right now, just another one of those cool services.
Do you remember all the home movies that we would make on tape and stuff like that? Like, I have boxes and boxes of that stuff that I don't watch.
Oh, you need to do it, Eddie.
Sounds like a good idea, actually. What? There's Bones. There's video of us like playing in Austin. Our one of our first shows ever. You and
on
me
on regular video.
On
camera?
Regular video, like home video camera.
On VCR tape?
No, it's even smaller than a VCR tape.
Oh.
And I haven't seen that since we did it, probably.
Well, so we have Misfits. What's it called, Amy?
Misfits Market.
And then Legacy Box. And if you want to get a deal at Legacy Box, legacybox.com/bones. And they send you a box. You put all your stuff in it. They digitize it, and send, you get it back, and then you get the digital stuff too. So anyway, there you go. Glad everybody's here because I'm very excited about this next segment. We're about to give a scholarship away to a kid, to somebody graduating high school. A little bit about me. I grew up in a really small town called Mountain Pine, Arkansas. The population on the sign is 722. They may have been exaggerating. I'll be honest with you.
Too many people.
They may have been exaggerating there. And, you know, I don't come from much, but nobody in my town comes from much as far as money. But, man, it is a resilient town. It's a hard-working town. And my goal was, if I ever was able to give back to kids that went through what I went through, that I would do that. And so years ago, I created a scholarship called the Don't Be Skipping Class Scholarship. I mean, because it's not about how smart you are. Just show up over and over again and do the work. Because a lot of people are talented, but not a lot of people will put forth the effort with a good attitude. And that's what's going to get you a lot of places in life. And so I created the scholarship, paid for it myself out of my own money. First time I went up, graduation, spoke graduation, gave it out. Every year I try to, you know, connect with the winner. And this time, for the first time ever, we have the finalists, all three of them on the air with us. What I do is I read these essays. I mean, I probably am sent 50 of them. I read them. Some kids, they don't need the scholarship because for me, I don't just look at GPA. I don't just look at anything except someone who I think is really going to put in the effort, someone who I think is really going to be passionate about going to the next level and maybe aren't given a lot of the advantages that some other kids had because I didn't have them. I grew up extremely poor. So first, I want to talk to Hayden Barnes. Hayden, welcome to the Bobby Bones Show. How are you, dude?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. So tell me a little about yourself, Hayden.
Well, I plan on, you know, going, being an electrician, because, you know, just going to regular college just ain't my type of thing. You know, I'm more of a working person.
Love that.
Tell
me a little bit about, tell me a little bit about what kind of person you are. Like, what do you like? What are your hobbies?
I like, you know, hanging out with the boys, going fishing, riding dirt roads, playing video games, you know, all that cool stuff.
You're basically a Dustin Lynch song. That's what I hear right now. Who's your favorite artist? Who's your favorite artist on the radio, Hayden?
Well, I mean, don't really hear him much now, but I like Hank Jr.
Mm. We just talked about Hank yesterday or the day before was his birthday. What's your favorite Hank song?
Weatherman.
Okay, now here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you 15 seconds, Hayden. If I write you a check and I give you the Don't Be Skipping Class Scholarship, like, what is that going to do for your future? Tell me, Hayden, and go.
It'll help me out with my career because I'll be able to buy a bunch of tools and be able to get, you know, like textbooks and stuff like that for the career I plan on going into.
All right, there he is. Hayden Barnes, everybody, clap your hands. Hayden is now in. He's locked in. Let's go over to line number two. This is Jamie Walsh. Jamie, thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate you being here with me. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm really good. So how old are you, Jamie?
18.
What about high school was enjoyable to you?
Definitely the music department. I was there all day hanging out in the band room.
What instrument did you play?
I played glockenspiel.
I used to do that.
German metal piano.
It's called a what?
Glockenspiel.
I've never even heard of that before.
Me either.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Interesting.
You ever seen anybody play the spoons? I can do that a little bit.
No, I haven't seen anybody do that before.
Mm, okay. So you like music. So what's your plan for next year?
I'm going to go to National Park, the community college up here, so that I can save money to go to Henderson State and become a music teacher.
Nice. You want to be a music teacher. Very cool. Okay, so you're going to have 15 seconds or so. Just tell me what the next level is. If I get out the old check, I don't even have a checkbook, but if I you get the old scholarship, well, how's that going to affect your life? All right, Jamie, and go.
If I get the scholarship, it would help me further my music education and musical ability through either buying new instruments or music to learn or helping me get to Henderson State.
Love that. There she is. Yeah. There she is, Jamie Walsh, everybody. All right, let's go to one more. Our third and final finalist. As I try to give away a scholarship today in the Bobby Bones Don't Be Skipping Class scholarship, is Brianna Love. Hey, is it Brianna or Brianna?
Brianna.
Hey, Brianna, I hear you're a little hesitant about being on the radio. And let me say this, I am too. Very good. Okay, listen. Brianna, I just want to know a little bit about you. How old are you? Where'd you grow up? That kind of stuff.
I'm 18 years old. I grew up in Hot Springs. I've been here my whole life with my family.
Yeah, and you got a pretty cool family?
I do.
Are they very supportive of you?
They are.
And take 15 seconds or so and tell me what you want to do as far as you see the rest of your life going. Like, what is important to you for your education from here on out? Go ahead, Brianna.
The scholarship would help me pursue a career that would be able to help more people, and it'll help me be able to keep my promise to my dad of being the first person in my family to go to college.
Come on, look at that. Wow. You know, I was the first person in my family to graduate high school and college, so I feel that right there. Mm-hmm. Dang. Are you pretty nervous to be on the radio, Brianna?
Yes.
Me too. Dang. We're the same in a lot of ways. This is crazy. Okay. Raymundo, can I get some thinking music here? I got three just wonderful candidates. I need something to in my Amy, it's tough, right? You're hearing this.
So hard.
It's so hard. We got Hayden, who basically just wants a riding roads.
Yeah.
But he's out. If it was guys like Hayden, I wouldn't be able to play PlayStation. My electricity would be down.
Oh, right. I was wondering where you were going with that.
Yeah. We got Jamie Walsh, who plays the sauerkraut machine.
The Glockenspiel.
Yeah. I always wanted to hear one of those. Then we got Jamie Walsh, Brianna Love, who wants to give back. Her last name is Love. Mm. She wants to tell her dad, I fulfilled the promise I made. Dang. Is there any way we can put them all three on at the same time?
One at a time.
But we can't, like, put on hold and...
Oh, no.
Damn, we still have phones from, like, the 60s here. All right. I've made my decision.
Oh, really? Already?
Yeah. The winner of the Bobby Bones Don't Be Skipping Class scholarship is... I can't decide. All three of them win.
Whoa. Hell yeah. Wow.
You can't make me pick. You all get it. Everybody wins. You get a scholarship. Holy crap. Wow. Let me talk to Hayden first. Hayden, how do you feel?
I feel pretty great.
I like that.
I'm living the best life.
Yeah, he's living the best life. Baby.
Yeah, Hayden.
All right. Let's go to Jamie, who plays the Kabloxins on. Jamie, how do you feel?
I feel pretty good.
Yeah, everybody's only pretty good. I wish we were a lot more, I'll be honest with you. I wish we had some berries and not some pretties, but that's okay. Hey, do you have that instrument with you by any chance, Jamie?
No, we had to turn it back into the school.
How much do one of those cost?
Anywhere from like $200 to $800.
For a German spoon?
Not spoons.
Oh, that's me play spoons. Never mind. I got confused. Jamie, congratulations. And let's go over to Brianna. Brianna, I cannot wait for you to finish school and for you to tell your dad that you finished school and fulfill that promise to him. How do you feel?
I feel great. Thank you.
That's awesome. Congratulations. There they are. Woo. All three. Nice job. And I tell you what, screw it. Caller 10, you get a scholarship too.
Oh, wow.
No. I'm just kidding. All right. They all win. How about that? Okay. A minor league baseball team in Florida is putting its stadium up as an Airbnb. Ooh. This sounds awesome. The listing marks the first time a professional baseball stadium has been listed on Airbnb. The Pensacola Blue Wahoos, $1,500 a night. can accommodate 10 guests for the most intimate behind-the-scenes ballpark experience in history. The guests will receive full access to the field during their stays, with a full batting practice set up, including the package.
Come on.
Guests are welcome to hit from home plate, play catch in the outfield, run the bases, enjoy a picnic in the outfield. Crazy. The Wahoos said the dates sold out, but more dates will be available between July and October. Did I say they had a big bedroom in this place too?
No.
There's a big bedroom. I mean, isn't that nutty? I would go and have this.
Let's do it.
I wish you could have more people come in. Maybe just to not stay. Maybe more people could come in and play like a softball game there.
And then 10 people, you can do a full game with that, right? Like,
no.
Yeah.
How many? You know how baseball works?
How many people in the field?
Nine.
Yeah. 10 in a batter. Boom. You're good.
Oh, so you're playing just like hitting
rotate.
Flies.
Rotate.
Okay.
Come on. Let's do it.
That would be fun. Mike, will you look this up? We'll come back to this in a minute. Wouldn't that be a fun summer trip?
It'd be amazing.
Pull our money and get that. Dang, dang, dang. They released the 50th happiest songs ever released. Here's the top five. Not mine, by the way. I'll give you mine in a second. Here we go. Number five, Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up. Jam. I didn't get to experience this the first time. It's a little older than I am.
Like when? Like 70s?
80s.
Oh.
But I didn't listen to the radio then. I was like one.
Hey, you're a baby.
But I like it now. I like when people get Rickrolled. I was watching Foo Fighters play a live show, and he came out and sang it as they were doing rock.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Number four, Walking on Sunshine, Katrina and the Waves.
That's a jam.
If you were to ask me, I would go, nah, whatever. But when I hear it, it does pep my step.
Yeah.
And woo, I feel good. Woo. Right? Turn it up here. Yeah, good. This next one I love. All these songs, again, this is all time. So most of these are kind of older than us as far as like when we were driving and hearing songs. But I love Paul Simon. You Can Call Me Al, one of the most fun songs
ever
here.
Come on. If you be my
bodyguard, I can be a long lost friend. Bum, bum, bum. The video's awesome. Chevy Chase was in it.
Yeah, that's right. They're like tromboners on there.
You can call me Al. Call me Al. That's a fun song. So far, I'm in this. Come On, Eileen, Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Oh, you love this one.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll play it at the dance party just because it's fun.
Come on, Eileen.
Come on. Yeah. Oh, Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. Sometimes we'll cover this in concert. You want to see a crowd go berserk? Play this.
It's amazing.
You can just play the first one and let the crowd sing the whole thing. Great one. And then here's one more. The Bee Gees, Staying Alive. Happiest songs ever released. All older. But I would put not a tempo that makes me happy, but just the song, and when it comes on, it makes me feel and think. Travis Tritt, Great Day to Be Alive. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. How good is that song?
It's a jam.
Like, to make you feel good. Like, yeah, crap happens. But so what? It's a great day. Like, today is a great day. Friends in Low Places is a great happy song. Amy, what comes to your mind? Happiest songs ever? Like, if I just go, what makes you happy? Go.
Oh, I love the, if you could, she holds the world in a paper cup. Oh, you know?
Hey, it's hard to sing with that music.
Drink it up.
Drink it up. Jared Neiman also did a version of it.
Yes. Even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with
Juice
Newton? Honey. Dang it.
Danny song.
What is it? Yes.
Yeah, it's called Danny's Song. But who would sing the version that we would know? Isn't it? Kenny Loggins, maybe. No. I don't know.
See
if you can find that, Raymond. See, look up Danny's Song. Because that is a... Yeah, I think it is. I think it's Loggins and Messina. Am I right about that?
Even I feel like I know a different version.
Yeah, dude. Loggins and Messina. Ann Murray is where she knows.
No, I think she knows this one.
Really?
Yeah. Everything is going to be all right. Seems as though this is it, right, Amy?
Yeah, this is it. It just makes me happy. Never
got high. We're all just swaying. We're not even doing the radio show anymore. We're all going to our personal fun places. You have one, Eddie?
I would just go anything Bob Marley.
I never got Bob Marley.
Man, you play some Bob Marley and it just takes you to another place. Usually it's a tropical place.
You know what I like about Bob Marley?
What?
That song.
Mm.
That's a pretty good one.
Yes, it's a jam.
I like the one that goes, don't worry.
Three Little Birds.
About a thing, cause every little thing.
Come on.
That's a good one, Eddie. You got me.
Yes.
That was a good one. But I'm not a beach guy, so maybe that's why I don't feel it.
Yeah, and you can't listen to this without going to the beach in your mind. So, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, I don't even get the beach.
So where would you want to go in your mind?
Is there a song about good Wi-Fi? Like really strong Wi-Fi where there's no disc? Like, that would be mine.
Okay.
What? Why do you laugh at my dreams? I don't laugh at yours.
No, I don't know of a song that would take you straight to a place with a lot of Wi-Fi. Come on!
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
With schools closed since spring break, there's a school district in Missouri where their buses have been parked for 2 weeks, but they finally rolled out of the lot, but not to pick up students, but to just drive by. And the students that they normally pick up were standing outside in their bus stops with signs and waving at the buses saying, we missed you. We missed you so much. And that was their last ride for the school year because they're never going to ride the bus again.
Oh, it was kind of a finale ride.
Yeah, they went to a bunch of kids, 15 stops, 135 buses all over the city. Pretty cool. And to me,
closure.
To me, my school bus drivers growing up, I'll never forget them. Basil.
What'd they do to you?
Nothing. They were the best people ever. Like one lady, her name was Janie. She would wait for me. I was the first person to be picked up in the morning, and she would honk and wait for me because I was always late. She'd give me 5 minutes, and then I would roll out and be, thank you for waiting for me, Janie. She's like, no problem, and we would take off.
You were the first person to be picked up?
Yes. This was in junior high and high school.
First of all, that sounds miserable because you have to wake up earlier than everybody else.
Yep.
Secondly, was that awkward? Just you and old Janie on the bus?
Well, Janie was super sweet. Yeah. She was awesome. And I was the first one to be picked up, and I was the last one to be dropped off. Oh, so me and Janie, we were buds.
Terrible. Are you kidding me?
But that's what I'm saying. I'll never forget my bus drivers. They were the best bus drivers in the world.
Wow. Raymundo, why were you laughing at Eddie's story?
Well, no. It's just thinking about bus drivers. We all have our favorite bus drivers. They were a big part of your childhood.
That's what I'm talking about.
And our guy, I think sometimes he smoked on the bus.
I lived so close to school. I rode my bike to school or walked until I could, mow enough yards to buy a car. But wow. Okay. No.
Shout out bus drivers.
Hey, that's cool.
You.
It's like the finale. I thought they were just out joyriding buses.
No.
But the finale ride, their last let ride. The kids know it's. By the way, school's over, right, for your kids, Eddie?
Yes, it's all done.
Amy, yours are over now?
Summertime.
Okay, there you go. Hey, that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, call us anytime. If we don't answer, leave a message. 877-77-BOBBY. Here's Trevor from Idaho.
I'm 22 years old, just got married last year, and we've got a baby due in July. I'm getting pretty nervous. I just want to know if you guys have any advice for me, maybe. And Eddie, if you have any advice for a new parent, love to hear from you.
Eddie, what about you?
Man, the advice is, I know the biggest worry that people have when they have babies is, oh my gosh, how am I going to afford this? They're so expensive. And they are expensive. But it's a slow expense. You know, they start out pretty cheap. You know, everything they need is cheap. But then it gets, bigger and bigger expense. But then that gives you time to kind of prepare financially. And other than that, man, it's the most beautiful thing in the whole world. So this is the beginning of a new life, a different life because you are a dad now. But it's one of the best things in the world.
One of our really close friends just had a baby. And I was like, is your life changing? He goes, nah, not really.
Yeah.
I just wake up a little more at night.
Yeah, a little less sleep. That's going to happen, but it's amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes I see people with babies and I'm like, dang, they got to be with that baby all the time.
I think the hardest thing for me was just embracing the fact that my life was going to change. Like, I want to be a dad now. I pictured myself, like, my pants getting higher and going to Lowe's and Home Depot on the weekend instead of out of the bars with my friends, you know? And he's 22, so it's a hard thing to grasp. But once you understand that child depends on you for the rest of your life and you get to mold and shape what he's going to become or she's going to become, it's amazing.
Dang it. So passionate about it.
Oh, dude, I love it.
Dang, I'm going to have a baby right now.
Call Caitlin over here. I wish I could have told... I wish I could have told myself this back then, though. It's taken me years to figure this out.
Amy, your situation's a little different. You have two adopted children. What would you like to say?
Yeah, I would just say before the baby comes, like get as much time with your
significant other as you can, like, soak that up. Because like Eddie said, once the kids come into the picture, your life is forever changed. And while it is for the better and amazing, you're not going to ever get that time back. So soak it up and then just go easy on yourself, because everybody's a first-time parent at some point, and none of us really know what we're doing.
Good one.
We're all just figuring it out. So
I think that's an important message.
It is.
I think that's an important message about life. In my last book, I wrote about that. Nobody knows what they're doing. People just act like they know what they're doing a little better. But generally with life, we're all just figuring it out as we go. And the people you think have it put together the most are just the people that know how to present they have it put together the most.
Yeah.
That's just generally the life rule. Be like, man, they really got it figured out. I'm telling you, they don't. Parent, work, the whole situation. Okay, that's a good question there. Let me do one more. There's no name on this one. Here you go.
Morning, studio. I was just wondering, what is the etiquette, or is it appropriate to use the family restroom instead of like the men's versus women's in a retail store if you really, really have to go to the restroom and they're cleaning your bath, like just the boys' or girls' bathroom? But love y'all. Thanks for everything you do.
It's a great question. The answer is yes. If you really have to go, if you really, really have to go, you have someone poke their head in the opposite person's bathroom and go, is there anybody in here? And then you go in that bathroom if you have to, if there's no one in there. And then have them watch the door. Mm. But yeah, of course. If they're cleaning the bathroom, you don't want to go in, go in the family bathroom. Family bathroom's full, go in the opposite sex one, make sure there's nobody on the toilet already, and then have someone guard the door.
Yell really loud on the door.
We all feel the same about that, right?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thank you guys. Again, you can call us 877-77-BOBBY. 877-77-BOBBY. Raymundo, are you still going and getting your hair shocked?
I am. It's a process. It takes about 4 treatments, but after that, you'll have no bald spot, and you're going to have some pretty long hair.
Raymundo was losing his hair on top, so they take blood from your head?
From your arm, and they do something with the platelets. It's called platelet surgery or something, and put it in your head.
And you're seeing growth.
Yes. It is growing like weeds up there, y'all.
Are you sure you're just not spiking what you do have? I'm looking at it.
No, the front part isn't the problem. It's the part in the back. But this has always been awesome. That's how it looked in high school right there.
Dang. I like how he talks like that today, yeah, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They say if you just wash your hair with shampoos that contain caffeine, the caffeine has a potent effect in growing and thickening hair. You can get shampoo with caffeine for about $30 on Amazon.
Well, I mean, get me a soda pop or something. Pour it on your head. That sounds pretty much what that is.
I don't think that's exactly. I think there's also the shampoo benefits.
It makes sense. That's what they told me. They're like, it's all about getting blood flow back up there. That's the whole reason for it.
Eddie, would you go and do what Ray did?
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks having no hair.
But I'm saying, would you go do it now?
I don't know, because let me see the 4 weeks of Raymundo.
He's been doing it for like 4 years.
That's what I thought.
We've been talking about this since we moved to Nashville.
Thank you.
Any day it's going to grow.
Okay. No one said anything when he said that. So, okay. Then no, I probably won't do it.
Ray?
I just started my treatments since the engagement, and then we had the coronavirus. I don't know if you remember that, so there were some delays and stuff. <Okay. laughs> But yes, it only takes about 3 or 4 months.
All right. I'm such a dope. I get on Amazon. I'm going to order me some sunglasses, and then I change out the lenses to be better for my eyes. But I got me some cool sunglasses. And I ordered a pair of sunglasses, and like the site, I don't know if the site was messing up, but I clicked again, finally got it to go through. I got a couple packages in my door, and it was the same thing. Got 2 pair of sunglasses. I ordered it twice, like such a dope. Nice sunglasses. So I just gave Eddie one of the pair today. So if you see us styling the same way.
That's why.
He didn't steal my style. I just bought 2. You ever order anything by accident, Amy? A bunch of stuff?
I do. I don't think so. I'm trying to think if there's anything I've ever done and ordered double of. But I either just keep it or return it.
Well, I think they should have a button that goes, you just ordered one of these. Are you sure? I never got an are you sure button, which was annoying. But yeah, if you see, Eddie's not jocking my style at all.
We're
going to stop the Instagram comments.
That's right.
If they do pop up. I do want to hit you with the good news countdown. We got 5 stories I think you're going to like. It's the countdown of good news. Here we go.
Number 5.
A Chick-fil-A in San Antonio rolled out a red carpet and threw a commencement ceremony for 5 employees who are graduating this year. After a few heartfelt speeches from teachers and Chick-fil-A staffers, each senior walked down the red carpet, received a gift basket, posed for a video with the mascot, the cow. That's funny. And then they got a bunch of food, and they got a bunch of views on Facebook, too. That's good. Good for Chick-fil-A.
Number 4.
Pizza Hut is giving away a 500,000 pizzas to graduating seniors and their families. Graduates, go to pizzahut.com/grad party and sign up, and you get a free medium one-topping pizza. Kaylin and I were talking about this. Kaylin's my girlfriend. She is a big Mazzio's person. You ever had Mazzio's pizza?
I've heard of it. Never had it.
She's from Oklahoma. We had it in Arkansas. My favorite is thin crust pepperoni Pizza Hut. And so I think we're going to have to taste test it again because we're always battling about which is the best. They're just, to me, I'm not a pizza snob. I didn't grow up in where I had fancy pizza. And it was a treat to get thin crust pepperoni. And so that to me just still tastes so good. That and the oil.
Oh, come on. They use special oil. Something.
Come on. Shout out Pizza Hut. Here we go.
Number three.
One nice side effect of the crisis, robocalls are way down because the call centers that run them have fewer workers right now because they can't be packed in there like that. In February, there were 166 million robocalls. By April, it dropped to 97 million. In May, even less than that. So there's a good thing.
Number two.
There's a 17-year-old kid in Orlando who started his own radio station when he was 11, and he's still at it. He's been raising money for frontline workers by charging $5 for song requests. We should do that.
Right?
In less than a month, he raised over 30 grand. He operates D100 Radio with his cousin. The station's headquarters is located at One World Trade Center in New York City. Here's a clip of the news story that CBS did on him.
Thank you so much for your generous donation to the FDNY Foundation, Jenny Rockfeld. Now here's your song request, Truth Hurts by Lizzo.
It's been nonstop for the past 6 weeks, from morning to night, doing schoolwork in the morning and getting into the fundraiser in the afternoon. But overall, I wouldn't have it any other way.
That 17-year-old kid has a better radio voice than I do, and a deeper one.
He's like, yeah, you know what? I've been doing a little schoolwork. I've been getting it in here. It's D100.
And finally,
number one,
a 101-year-old World War II vet and his 73-year-old daughter both live in the same nursing home in Maryland. They both beat corona. They both beat it. 101 and 73. Wow. And they're both in the same nursing home, which is crazy too, the dad and daughter. Charles and his daughter Catherine were reunited on Friday after spending weeks in isolation in the Westminster Healthcare Center's COVID-19 ward. They're originally from Louisiana. They both got sick and they both beat it. And that's the good news countdown. Holy crap. That's a good story, huh?
Yeah, it's good.
It's your number one story. All right, let's play Guess the Sound, the viral video edition. This video has over 1 million views on YouTube. Identify what the guy is doing and laughing at in this clip. It's 14 seconds long. I will give you these three options first. Is he throwing a tree branch into the engine of a beat-up Datsun truck? Is he tossing a grandfather clock into a cement mixer? Or is he throwing a brick into a washing machine? I'll give them to you again afterward. Here's the clip.
Yeah!
Okay, you heard the clip. Is he throwing a tree branch into the engine of an old beat-up Datsun truck? Does he have a big old grandfather clock tossing it into a cement mixer? Or is he throwing a brick into a washing machine? One more time, here you go.
Yeah!
He loves it.
All right, there you go. Lunchbox, you heard the clip. I'm gonna let you go first. Is he throwing a tree branch into a beat-up truck? A grandfather clock into a cement mixer or a brick into a washing machine?
Well, I have to say, it sounds like he is outside in the washing machine. You would hear a boom, boom, more of a thud. And I felt like it was chopping something up. So I'm going with the grandfather clock into the cement mixer.
Okay. I think you're thinking of a dryer that goes ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom. Not a washer, right? In the washer.
Yeah, you know what? That kind of throws off my theory. I didn't even think about that.
You gonna change it?
No, I can't change it now because my whole reasoning and I... Yeah.
All right, Amy, what do you think that guy's doing?
I also think it's the grandfather clock going into
the cement mixer?
Thingy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eddie?
Let's make it three of us. I believe visually, too, he's really enjoying throwing a grandfather clock into a big cement mixer.
All right, well, I'm going to eliminate one of them. I'm going to eliminate the grandfather clock
going
into the cement mixer.
No.
Oh, no! Because this guy takes this brick and puts it in the washing machine, and the washing machine turns over because the brick and the washing machine is bouncing down the road, basically.
Oh my god.
Here it is again.
Yeah.
It's like Beavis and Butthead.
Nobody won, but we'll put the video up at BobbyBones.com. And there you go. That's, I guess, that sound. Ooh, that's fun. I'm going to go broke doing this show because two things happened. One, we hit a kind of a landmark in podcasting on the show, and I told five people on the show if we hit it, it was so many, many millions. I said, if we hit it over a month, I'll give everybody a little bonus. The number was so high, I thought, boy, if we hit it, it'd be worth it. I really didn't think we'd hit it. Well, we hit it and had to pay everybody off. And I didn't know how many people I had promised it to. I thought it was three, but then Raymundo reminded me it was five. And he was doing the money gesture with his fingers because I didn't have him on the list. You got your money though, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dude, you said that number and I was like, I'm pretty sure I was on that list of people that you're going to pay out.
You were. Thank you for listening. You know, we're just a bunch of friends that was really never supposed to have a radio show. Now we do, and we're growing, and we hope you feel like you're part of the group because we wouldn't be able to do it without you. But, yeah. And then I give away – I'm not going to tell you about the scholarships. But we did something on the show today that cost me some – but in good ways. Like
and then I got something too. But we'll
I know.
About that.
I'm going broke. Amy, what's going on with you today?
Oh, just summer day here, except for tutoring homework. Somehow I have to get my kids used to doing their tutoring homework now.
Yeah.
So – bribe them to do that later. What about you?
I'm going to go out to the driving range if it's not raining. I got to get in some reps as I try to take down Eddie.
You're working hard at this.
Well, it's two things. One, it's take down Eddie, but also we're planning to go to Branson in the summer, mm-hmm. and Caitlin's parents play golf and her sister and all that. So we're both working on our game so we can go compete.
Yeah, you got to show her dad who's like
we're competing.
Boss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, it ain't me. I'm going to talk with Natalie Stovall in a Bobby cast. She's a new member of Runaway June. Kind of a interesting situation. She's coming into a group already going. Yeah. So we'll do that. That'll be it. See you tomorrow. Morgan Wallen. See you on tomorrow. Yeah. All right. Morgan Wallen tomorrow. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. Bye, everybody.